Well, welcome to the first episode of Back to Paranormal, and I'm sitting here with the very beautiful Marjorie Stewart. She's my co-host.
Thank you.
And I am Brian Mitchell, and I'm the other host.
Hi, guys.
So, anyway, why are we doing this? Why are we doing it? I know why I'm doing it. Why are you doing this?
Well, first of all, you're the first person that I've ever really felt comfortable really fully talking about these things with. And you're always receptive. We don't always agree.
Right.
You and I both have a side of us that's real, true diehard believer. And then there's also a side of us that's more skeptical and cynical, hesitant.
Right.
And I think the reason why we decided to call this podcast Back to Paranormal.
Yeah, why did we call it Back to Paranormal?
Why?
Why?
Well, because for me, my reason is, why I think it's a fitting title is because you and I'll speak for myself, okay? I feel paranormal is normal. And I just accept it. And I believe in open minds and saying, you know what? My father always said, that's a possibility.
Everything's a possibility. And we don't know everything about the world. We don't know everything about the universe. I've had, you've had things happen to you that are weird or odd or wonderful, however you want to look at it. I've had things that have been totally unbelievable happen. And you've read some of the things that I'm doing a book on this stuff, and
which I'm very excited for.
But yeah, a lot of very weird and unexplainable things. I mean, things that just blew my mind that have happened to me over the years. So I felt the need that we work very well together on the microphone, and I think just in general, there is a good rapport, and we like each other a whole lot.
I do. I enjoy being in this studio with you. I really do. I love talking with you, but I also love our discussions where we really take some close look at certain topics.
That's right. And most of this stuff is going to be, I guess, spiritual. It's going to be more spiritual and things like things that bump in the night, right? But we're also going to talk about other things, too. We're going to be talking about other possible things like maybe aliens, space aliens, and Bigfoot. And look, you might be listening to this and going, oh, I don't believe in that, and I don't believe in that. But you shouldn't have an open mind, because things are being discovered every day, new things, and animals that they thought were extinct, they're finding an animal alive, you know, and so it's blowing people's minds there. But I think in this new era, and I think with people opening up their minds a little bit more to the possibility of things like spirits and aliens and stuff like that, I think there's a lot of cameras out there. There's a lot of, much more than ever before, everybody has a camera on their phone, and they're capturing things that they can't explain. And so that's the fascination for me. And I think that's the fascination for you as well.
It is a fascination for me. I'm someone of, I've always been spiritual, and I have a deep sense of my own personal faith. And a lot of the things that are discussed within my faith, really, you have to attach the word supernatural to them. And whether people believe in it or not, the truth is I do. And I choose to, because, you know what, why not? I want to believe that the world is... Maybe it's the child in me that still would like I still would like to believe that this world, that we know it in our living lives, still has wonderment.
Right.
And why not? Why not believe in something magical?
Yeah. Well...
But I also think it's just normal. You know, I've been in places where, and I've had situations where something with no earthly or physical explanation would apply. And I've just said, hey, you know, that is how it is.
It is how it is. Now,
it's normal.
Yeah, back to paranormal. I think we're kind of on the same page with this, because... a lot of people feel that this is the weird place to be, and the paranormal is the normal, and so that's why it's back to paranormal. That's why it's called.
You did bring up that theory the other day. We were talking, and you said that there are some people out there who subscribe, and I'm sure that there's a term for it, for which I am not privy to, but... that some people do believe that this earthly linear existence that we enjoy briefly as humans on Earth is really actually a means of fueling or generating energy for the other level of existence, which is non-physical, non-linear, not temporal, different dimension or plane, if right. you want to call it. And I had not heard of that theory, but I started to think about it. And it's a possibility. And I hope you guys don't get sick of me saying that over and over.
Well, I think there's a lot of people that are interested, I think a lot more than ever before. And I think things are happening to people all over the world. And look, I've known people that something fantastic will happen. They'll say, oh, that's just a coincidence. And is it really? I mean, I've had things happen in my life that basically nothing was working in my life. And then all of a sudden, I kind of went down another road. And then it was almost like the doors started opening one right after the other. It's almost like I was being blocked. And do I think that's paranormal? I don't know if that's paranormal, but I don't know if you'd call it that, but I think there's something to it where if you're on the right path in life, things just happen for you. And sometimes I believe that there are things that also happen to you that are learning experiences. So maybe you go through things because you're here to learn about something. You're supposed to go through this stuff, and then finally, those doors open up to you as well. So, I don't know. You know, it's. But as far as like the real paranormal stuff happening, I've had things that I can't explain. Things that didn't have remote controls that, you know, like a TV, all of a sudden turning on and turning off and stuff like that. Almost like something was trying to get my attention.
And way, way weirder.
Way weirder, yeah.
Fellas, let me just tell you, I happen to be sitting next to someone who had a lifetime of the most inexplicable, and I believe this man, and I believe in this man. And there's also a part of you, Brian, where I truly feel that God smiled on you, whether it's God, if you don't believe that, okay, forgive me, but
Well, some people say the universe.
The universe. But, yeah. What? This is my language, and mm-hmm. it's limited to Christianity, and I apologize, but I do feel as though there's a life force with you that it just goes beyond, and there are blessings that come from that next place that... And then you have these experiences, which you have shared with me, mm-hmm. Knock my socks off, okay? It takes a lot to stump me, but yeah. Just all worthy moments where I be in disbelief, and yet I believe him, 100%.
Yeah.
And that's why I do like to listen to the way you feel about these things and your take on things, because mm-hmm. I know you've been there. I have a little bit, but not even the fraction that this gentleman has been through.
Yeah. Well, you know, we'll talk about a little bit of that in upcoming shows.
I would like to discuss those things with you, yeah, because I like hearing about it.
Yeah. It just, you know, it... Some people say, oh, you know, you look for a butterfly, right? And that butterfly is your grandfather, you know, it's an uncle. It's Uncle Fester or whatever. And that's not something that would make me believe, you know, if all of a sudden some butterfly came landing on my finger every day. Maybe, I don't know.
Every day, that's not a coincidence.
It's not a coincidence. If you had that happen to you, but you know, I've heard stories about that, like people finding pennies. Oh yeah, that's my dad. He's, you know, he's giving me pennies as a sign. I think this paranormal stuff, especially the spiritual, all the spiritual stuff that we're talking about. I think that is, if it happens to you and you have a strong feeling that this is a relative or your long deceased great grandfather, you know, and for some reason this rings true to you, I believe that is real. Mm-hmm. So we're not here to debunk stuff. We look at things with a very keen eye. And really we're looking for the evidence too. We're looking for all these things, all these fantastic things that happen to other people as well. And we're big fans of the paranormal shows on TV as well, and the books and the stuff like that. And very fascinating to read some of this stuff. And we're going to try to talk to some of the authors of these books. And also the creators of these shows, because some of them I find very authentic. Mm-hmm. I find like they're really doing their due diligence to try to dig up any evidence, like if they go into a haunted bar or something. And the better shows seem to be, you know, they seem to be skeptics as well. You know, they go in as positive as they can, but also they don't just take anything as like, oh, this is like, you know, a fork drops off a table and they go, oh my God, you know. And but if it flies across the room, and you know, that would probably be something else. But the whole idea of this show is to talk to people that have had experiences and also maybe read some books and then have an author on, or take a look at some of these shows or mm-hmm. movies.
And you know, there is a lot out there about the paranormal lately. A lot of it really offends me when it just comes across as just full blown bull roar. And it offends me because I do believe, and I don't think that we need to be quite so desperate as to put out hooey about some things that really actually are real and do transpire.
Right.
But then there are a lot of people who do, actually, I think they have a lot of courage mm-hmm. in pursuing these truths and showing them on TV, you know, and mm-hmm. and showing up and saying, hey, look, this is what happened, and I'm just here to share that with you.
Tell their story.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you're listening to this show, I think it's important to look at this, at all the stuff that we're saying. Yeah, you know, you may believe it, you may not believe it. But just, you know, just keep your mind open to it, because I'm coming from things that have happened to me that I'm absolutely freaked me out. Not scared by it, but just shocked by some, you know, something as simple as I was up in the North Shore of Long Island, and it's not, I was up on the North Shore, and I had to stop and use the bathroom at a store, and a feeling came across me to buy $2 lottery tickets. And I had a picture in my mind of what that was, and I knew where I was going to get them. And so I went into the store and I bought two $2 lottery tickets. Well, the first one was a dud, but the second one was a $100 winner. And it's not like I won, you know, it's not like I went to Europe with it, but it was just the idea that this was an image that came across my head: buy two of this ticket. And so I did that. And then, now some people may say, well, that's just a coincidence or whatever.
Yeah, but the thing is, you don't do that.
No. And yeah. So anyway, something as simple as that. And I mean, we will call each other, and just as I'm in the middle of the day calling you, you're texting me at the same exact time. Now, that may not be spiritual, or maybe it is, because we're sending out vibes to each other, and something is getting across the ether or through the air to...
That the one is thinking of the
other. One is thinking of the other, yeah. And you're both connecting from 50 miles away or 100 miles away or 3,000 miles away. And once again, you know, I'll hear that thing, coincidence. It's a coincidence. And I don't believe in coincidences, because it happens way too often.
It does. And I don't call you every hour of every day. I don't. I love you, but I don't have the time.
Right. So, and I'm doing other things, you know, so it's kind of like,
you're a busy fella,
but then, you know, but somehow I'll think of you, and then all of a sudden you'll call. And so these are all things that, can we explain? I can't explain it. I can't. And it happens way too much. Well, not enough. Let's say that. So anyway, what are we doing today for the first show? We're going to talk about something.
Yes, I was thinking, and I think, you guys tell us how you feel. it would be interesting to talk about some of these shows that we were discussing that are dealing with the paranormal. There are a lot of them. They're on like the Discovery Channel, on the Travel Channel, sometimes on the History Channel. Mm-hmm. And some of the stuff that they show, that they reveal, that they uncover is really pretty stuff that several years ago, before the CCTVs and the iPhones, and it was these were like tales that were passed down by your great great grandmother from, you know, the mountains in Peru, and
right.
You know,
right.
Or local lore, or what have you, and now people are pulling up their Ring cameras, and there's the former neighbor who passed away last week walking down the street in spirit form, and you know, and I can only imagine how these people feel about it. But there's one show that I thought we would discuss today, and it's called Paranormal Caught on Camera. Each episode, it's been, I think, six seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it might be going into a seventh season. I think it's a popular show. I don't know if it's going into a seventh season or not, but I would imagine it would. It's not a very expensive show to produce. So what's, if you haven't seen the show, I recommend it. I know you recommend the show. It's a mixed bag, though.
It is a mixed bag.
And so you'll get some ghostly stuff. You will get some alien stuff on there. You know, some, and but the thing is that some of it, you know, I look at some of it and I go, well, that's pretty convincing, because it will have maybe four or five things that they'll show. And it will be people, stuff that people have captured on camera, and then they run it, and they have a couple of experts with the.
They have some commentator. They have a stable of.
They have a stable.
Colorful commentators.
The same people, and they're, some of them are actually. What? How would you describe them?
They run the gamut, Brian.
Some seem very credible, and some are like, I don't know. But they look at the stuff, and they give their comments, and some are pretty Captain Obvious, right? And there are others that, you know, they're offering some insight. Well, maybe it's because of this, or maybe it's because of that. But it's once again, it's a mixed bag. But some of the clips on there are very, very convincing.
I like the commentators. I think they're all of them are entertaining, but each one provides a different
point of view.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. So it's anywhere between like 4 and 6 videos that they go through.
Mm-hmm.
And
from all corners of the world.
From all corners of the world.
Right. And we've been watching the show since it started. So we watched all the stuff from season 1, 2, 3. Maybe we skip 1 or 2. But in general, some of the clips. What's some of your favorite clips on the show?
I do. I have several favorites. There are some where I do kind of roll my eyes to high heaven. And whether they're real or not real, and I'm not here to say, sometimes you're thinking, that doesn't really look real. This looks a little contrived.
Right.
But for the most part, there are a lot of videos where I just don't know how people could look back at that on their phone and not have some pretty goosebump, you know,
right,
hair-raising right. reactions.
Right.
We watched the season 6. We watched up to season 6.
Right.
And I honestly said to you, I said, wow, this season is the highest quality. I mean, the videos are, where the video and the quality of the camera is that great, not all the time, but mm-hmm. the people who have submitted and what they captured, a lot of some really impressive stuff. And I said, I think that this has improved since season 1.
Mm-hmm. But
then I went back and I looked at some of season 1 and I said, no, the season 1 really actually did have a lot of
I think in the hits. In the beginning they had some really, really good stuff. And there's one where it was a school in England where locker doors were opening and chairs were being flung across the room.
Oh,
and,
Ireland. Yeah. Ireland.
Ireland.
Yes.
And which a lot of people believe that a lot of Ireland is very, very haunted, you know, these castles. But this particular, and we have stuff haunted here. I mean, there's we're broadcasting from, or we're podcasting, I guess, from Long Island. And there is a bar up here in Smithtown, Long Island.
They've sent videos in.
Called Katie's, which it's very well documented. A lot of these shows that, you know, they go and they set some meters and stuff and cameras and capture some unusual phenomenon. But this has been done by a lot of different shows. So this is just one place. And I believe it's been... I think we watched it on Paranormal Caught on Camera. They were showing things on there too, you know, where they'd have like in the bar, they'd have a spigot that all of a sudden the spigot lifted up and it was like on a hook. And came up and it was basically a saucer thing, right? But it came up on its own and then just dropped. And it had to do like a little curve to kind of...
Very strange.
Very strange.
Came up out of the holster on its own, turned,
yeah,
traveled a little bit in the air, and then fell.
Yeah.
But back to the Irish school.
Yes, Irish school is interesting. So
Ireland is lots of stories. That we actually have an episode coming up for you about a lot of that. Haunted Ireland.
Old haunted Ireland.
Yeah. Don't not go to Ireland. It's a beautiful, beautiful place.
It is.
But there's some energy there. But the school was built on a former gallows site where
that's right,
Irish were tortured, hanged, burned by their enemy number one, and
and now it's a learning institution.
Now it's an institution. These poor boys, and the custodian will come in the morning and see all this mess, and mm-hmm. he's like, "I just cleaned up in here. What in tarnation?" Going back and then looking at the video and what they show on the video is just mind boggling.
Yeah, I come from a film background, and so I know a lot of tricks. I know a lot of things that you can do as far as special effects. But these things were caught on security cameras. And just looking at it the way it is and what happens, it's like it didn't look like there was any trickery. And that's, you know, and that's why when we watch together, I'm like, yeah, I'm not buying this. This does not look right, or especially the alien stuff, because you know, sometimes somebody will just point up in the sky and they'll say there's lights in the sky, and they're saying, oh, you know, and then, so they're right away, it's an alien spacecraft, right?
Well, they're not lying if they say it's a UFO, because if it's unidentified to them and it's flying and it's an object in the sky, it's not a lie. But some of the viewers read too deeply into
it. Yeah, and sometimes they just, you know, yeah, they got this stuff. But unless it's like really fantastic, and there are things that can be done optically in front of a lens. I mean, things that can be done in real time to give the illusion of something up in the sky. And so in those instances, I'm not so apt to buy it. And like I said, I'm not, you know, we're not here to say that it's definitely false or true, you know, but I will say, you know, if I don't feel it's strong enough, if I feel like it can be doctored, I'm not so apt to believe it. But anyway, when we're watching Paranormal Caught on Camera, the things that kind of drive me nuts are when a door opens up and it's partially obscured by a bed where you can't see 2 feet below that. If somebody's manipulating the door, you don't see the bottom of the door. The door slowly opens up and then it shuts. And it's one of those things that it's like, did it happen? Was it paranormal? Possibly, but it there's just too much stuff there to leave me saying, well, it could have been somebody inside the door, just didn't open wide enough to reveal them, you know. So that's
and the going in and out of focus and things looking stringy,
right?
But
it's always suspect. I'm sorry, it's always suspect to me when. So like it's somebody who's doing a podcast, a video podcast, right? And then what happens is the camera is kind of framed where she's over to the right side, and then the area to the left side might be where the chest or where the drawer opens up or something like that. And so
from behind the bed.
Yeah, from behind the bed. So it kind of leaves me with a feeling of this doesn't seem like this could be authentic, you know.
Even just the people who submit the videos, sometimes I just take one look and I'm okay, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you think you're watching somebody who's haunted. So, but
But honestly, you know, people. This is why I say, Brian, that you're only people I can tell these things to. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have people in my life who have had hauntings, scary,
right,
supernatural things actually happen to them. And sometimes, in some instances, while I was there.
Right.
And I will tell them something that had transpired in my life, and they're, oh, I don't believe in that. Oh, I just don't.
Even though something happened to them.
I was there when it happened to you.
Right.
But I think a lot of people, I don't know, I could be wrong, but there are people out there who say if they believe in that, it makes it real, and that makes them more vulnerable or more frightened.
I think you hit the nail on the head. Because some people do not want to believe.
I don't want to let it in.
Oh no, I know people have had things happen to them, and they don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Because they think if they talk about it, it makes it real.
Yeah.
Even though it happened.
Well, so, I have a great deal of empathy for.
I understand people. People just get creeped. Sometimes people just get creeped out, and they can't. They don't feel like they're in this world if they're constantly thinking like that. So,
I understand
that. Yeah, and I can understand it, but I'm.
But that's why I say, yeah, but that's normal.
Yeah, I'm open to it. You know, like I said, I've had some weird, really weird things happen to me, and yeah, I know if something happens here, like this door opens up over here, that I'm going to freak out. No, but. But just getting back to the show.
To the nylon strings. Yeah, no, but the things that you have related to me and the things that I've related to you, there's no way that there was a nylon string anywhere
in sight. No, no.
And I'm not so desperate for cash that I have to go making up lies and...
Or videos,
manipulating, haunting situations. But a lot of it really is... It's a fun show to watch. You know, even if you don't believe... It's a fun show to watch because you does kind of make your brain go, well, how did they do that?
How did that happen?
And
there's one that they did a couple of episodes on this guy, and he's a security guard at a nursing home.
Oh yes, I love this guy, Jay Brown.
And so
love him,
Jay. If you're listening, we totally believe what you saw because it's basically
he's a recurring guest on Paranormal
Crime. Yeah, because they keep catching things at the front door coming in, and he notices them as they're coming in. It looks like like an abnormal mist or dark bubble or something. I'm not describing it right. It's almost like a fog that kind of comes in, and it's either light or it's dark colored. But he sees it. He's sensitive to it, or he sees it. And he follows it, and it's on a security camera, and you're just watching this, and it's just like, it's pretty amazing.
He, it sometimes is a dark mass, and sometimes it's more like a light-colored orb. He's a security guard, the nighttime security guard at assisted living or
like a nursing home. So
facility.
So, obviously, people who go in to those nursing homes, a lot of times when they're coming out, they're not walking out.
Yeah.
And so, the theory is that maybe something's coming in to greet him or her as they're taking the last breaths of air.
And usher them safely to that next place. But this gentleman is... in his videos, you can see the progression because the first video that he sent in, it's the security camera is focused on him in the front door, or at least a main entrance to this nursing facility.
Mm-hmm.
And the poor guy's sitting there, I don't know, doing a crossword or reading the paper and magazine or something.
Right.
And, You see his eyes, his back goes up, and you see his eyes and his focus follow this
entity,
fog, mist, entity, what have you.
Yeah.
And it starts to come closer to him. And the first, he takes his crossword puzzle or newspaper and he grabs it up off his desk and he hurls it at it.
Yeah.
He's, get away from me.
Right.
And I mean, resourceful, Jay. Resourceful. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it didn't make impact. But
right.
he comes on and he discusses that this happened to me.
Right.
And he is a recurring submitter to Paranormal Caught on Camera. And then there's another video where the mask comes through the front door or across the front door.
Mm-hmm.
And he's looking up and his eyes follow the being. And he looks over at the camera and he just waves. He's like, yep, it's me again.
Nice to see you. Yeah.
Here we are.
You know, here I got some popcorn. Would you like some? Yeah. Yeah, no, it's...
He seems to have made peace with it.
Right. Well, like I said, it's definitely a mixed bag on that show. You get some stuff and you go, oh, that's... I don't know about that. And then you get one or two segments, if you're lucky, and you go, wow, that's something. That's really something. Yeah.
And there are a couple guests that they have who have recurring instances where they've made these videos and they come back and they say, look, this is still going on and here's the situation, like this gentleman from Manchester.
Right.
He has a lot going on there.
Well, I think it's
and some of the videos catch sorry to interrupt you.
No, that's all right. Go ahead.
Some of these videos, and one of the things that definitely links it to a strong credibility, in my opinion, and I believe yours as well, Brian, mm-hmm. is when you see the pets react.
Yeah. Well, that can be, some of that stuff can be doctored, you know. But in general, when you watch a lot of this stuff, it, you know, the reason why I'm saying that it can be, you know, animals can be trained to react to things,
mm-hmm.
but you're getting into an area that's really, you know, like professional animal training, you know, and I'm talking about things like, you know, Lassie, you know, you could train an animal, you know. You do a couple of clicks and the dog will get up and it will jump on the bed or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about these animals actually reacting to an area of the room. And then, you know, and cats, I find, get really, really wigged out. And so a cat will, like, you know, jump on the bed and get away from the area, you know, and look at it, and sometimes they'll react, they'll hiss at it, or, you know, and so we've seen a lot of that.
When the dogs are just in the room playing or completely minding otherwise their business, and then suddenly they stop, and they all look at nothing.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's out.
Yeah, that's especially convincing when you got three dogs and all of a sudden they're all focused on one corner of the room. This
completely nondescript region of the front yard or the bedroom, whatever. And
something that my dog did.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Because I lived in Wantagh, Long Island. Obviously, I don't live there anymore, but... there was one day where the dog had a little Shih Tzu poodle mix.
He had a shit poo.
A shit poo, yeah. Anyway, all of a sudden the dog just stopped dead in its tracks and was looking at the corner of the room and would not take its eyes off the corner. And I looked at the corner of the room to find out what was going on, and there was nothing there. The dog would not budge.
Did you feel anything in terms of goosebumps or temperature change or?
That room, that particular room was a little bit weird because it always used to have, excuse me, it always, I have allergies.
Sorry.
I don't mind saying that on air here. Anyway.
I have them too, just not at this right moment.
Not this moment. You're lucky.
Right now, at this right moment, I am, yes.
that particular room had a lot of things happen. And
what kind of room? What purpose did this? Was this a bedroom or a living?
It was like a little den area.
Oh, okay.
So it had like a couch and a computer in there, and but I was in there, and the dog was just focused on the corner of the room, and it was actually growl. It was doing like that, like a little growl. excuse me. But I had that room would often feel it, and it could be the middle of summer. It could be really hot outside, and all of a sudden this room would feel absolutely chilled. And so I always felt that that particular room had something going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had a few incidents that happened, one with a balloon that went from another room and came all the way around a hallway. Instead of going down the hallway, just kind of turned at the door, came all the way around, and met me. It went from high to low to face level. And it just a real weird thing. And I didn't get spooked by it, but it was kind of spooky. It was spooky when I saw it out of the corner of my eye come around the corner into the room. And this was all the way in the far corner of the house. It couldn't come direct across. It had to go through
with other balloons.
No, just with other balloons, but this was it separated
from the cluster.
And I had had a fight with my ex-wife, and I don't mean it was a verbal thing, and she left. She took a ride and she came back. But maybe this happened 10, not even 5 minutes after that. And all of a sudden this balloon, which had full of helium up on the ceiling, came somehow negotiated out of that room into another room, into the hallway, turning the corner in the hallway, coming down, turning into the room.
To make you smile again.
To make me smile. It was a heart balloon.
Oh. I love that story.
But yeah, I took it to mean like, you should make up,
I think that
that's what
spirits was just trying to bolster your...
Yeah, whatever it was.
Your mood.
It definitely changed the mood. So, no, but it's a very real thing that happened. And it wasn't, the thing is, it wasn't random. It was not a random thing. It was not like, it kind of like, all of a sudden it's just bopping around, the wind's blowing it around. There was no wind. There was no windows open.
Mm-hmm.
When that happened.
There are a lot of these things that happen that are just inexplicable. And
yeah.
I mean, they've definitely happened to me sometimes while you have been there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it was happening to me. Maybe it was happening to you.
I don't know. Maybe I was making it happen.
But
anyway.
But even when I was small, mm-hmm. and these interesting things that are just beyond explanation, and I just take it as normal. When, look, God forbid things start, flying across the room and breaking mirrors and wreaking havoc on my home or my life or my body, then not normal, and I will not accept that.
Right.
But,
right.
But
I honestly, I think when stuff happens like that, something's just trying to get your attention.
Yeah.
I don't think these things are evil. I think they're just, might be somebody's angry over something that happened in his life. Maybe he lost his life and he's, as a spirit, he's angry about it. But I don't think these things are trying to harm you. I just think that they're there. They want you to know they're there, and maybe they're lonely. Maybe they're looking for, somebody to say hello to them. I've heard a story, and I don't know if this was from Paranormal Caught on Camera, and it could have been, but it was people would go into like this workplace, and they knew that there was a spirit there. And somebody said, somebody kind of figured out it might have been this guy. They might have known his name. So they said they feel that if they acknowledge him, that no hanky-panky will go on. No hauntings
mm-hmm.
will happen. So when they go in every day, they say hello to, you know, hello, George, you know, I hope you have a good morning, whatever. Just acknowledging. And then everything is kind of like on an even keel.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I believe anyway. But anyway, just getting back to Paranormal Caught on Camera. Do you have a favorite clip that...
You know, I don't have a favorite, but there is one that really, it impresses me beyond words. There's a video of a young girl. I mean, I don't know. You've seen it. Would you say like 2 or 3?
Yeah, she's about
three years old.
About 3 years old, yeah.
Sweet, sweet, beautiful little girl. And she has, from what I can see, a gentleman set up the nanny cam, you know, in mm-hmm. in the kitchen. And you know, a lot of people have them these days in the family room, in the nursery, what have you,
mm-hmm.
just to make sure everything is safe. And this little girl's walking through the kitchen, and I believe she has in one hand a box of snacks, and then in another hand she has like a little case of toys or blocks or
mm-hmm.
crafts or something like
right.
that. She's on her way to go get herself set up to play, and she stops in the middle of the kitchen, and she looks up as if she's communicating with someone who is not in the frame.
Yeah.
Off frame of
right.
the nanny cam.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's kind of in a way tilting her head as if to say, I'm on my way to go play, or yes, I like these animal crackers, whatever it is. And suddenly, you don't see a hand in the video, but it looks as though there's a force trying to grab the snacks from the girl's left hand,
mm-hmm.
and she's literally losing her balance
mm-hmm.
because she's holding on,
right?
And she's being pulled, like her arm is being pulled taut, and she pulls it back,
and she gets angry.
She gets, there's a kerfuffle,
yeah,
and she has this look on her face, like, no, you know, that's mine,
right?
So she puts up a little fight. You gotta love her, yeah. And. She's very sweet, beautiful looking child, but she's right. she's got spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yeah.
Kind of like my niece, Quinny.
Right.
She sends kids home from preschool bloody. So.
Yikes.
Anyway, so then she kind of gathers herself and she's about to go back along her way.
Right.
And she has the little toolbox or whatever
the
it
toys,
is.
Right.
Toys. Yeah. And the force tries to pull that from out of her hand.
And she gets off
and
balance.
And she gets off balance. She pulls so hard back that she almost falls backwards.
Right.
And I just thought that because I studied physics, I mean, just the physics of this.
Yeah.
A three-year-old child is not going to be, you know, trying to pull any kind of malarkey like this.
Yeah, there was nobody else in the room.
No one there.
No one in the room. No parent in the room or whatever.
And then she gets very assertive.
She gets angry again. And it's like, and she's like, no, 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 or something like that. And then she turns
shakes
around.
Her head and she yeah. basically is like, not going to happen.
Right. Now.
And walks away the other way.
Now, I was an animator and still am. And so we studied locomotion. And, you know, when you... animal and human locomotion. So meaning how a person moves. And, you know, when you walk, right, you're basically, if you don't bring that leg forward, you're going to fall because you're basically catching yourself every step on a walk because your body goes a little bit off balance. And then basically you catch yourself and you keep, and that's how you walk. That's how you run. You know, but this girl was totally off balance And it's like, if I did that and even pretended to do that, I'd be falling over, because that's how her body was arced in such a way. The pit of the neck should basically always have like your foot below it, directly below it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have that, then basically you're gonna fall, and then unless you somehow catch your balance on a table or something, you're gonna fall. But she was she's pulling back from a force that's pulling this box, and somehow she regains her balance and gets the box back, you know, and then turns around, storms off. And I agree, it's a very impressive. There is no ghost there that you can look at, but the fact that it's a 3-year-old, nobody else in the room, so she's not showing off for anybody, and the thrust of the box and the snack or whatever it was very impressive. So yeah, I think it's a great clip, and it's totally, you know, is it possible something happened where she kind of made that up? Maybe, but I don't believe it.
The physics of her body.
Yeah, the physics. Yeah, the whole thing.
Lunging forward, pulling back.
The whole thing. The reaction to it.
And her, she was startled.
Yeah, there was definitely something going on.
There was a sense of, because initially she's attempting to engage in a friendly way and, you know, convivial. And then and then it turned to almost like a sense of betrayal, mm-hmm. of trust.
Right.
And it's so fast, right. that all of this transpires in this just 1 minute. And that really impressed me. I mean, there are a lot of videos on paranormal caught on camera that I'm just gobsmacked.
Mm-hmm.
And I am a little partial to the Bigfoot ones, but but even I, a true believer,
right,
am able to look with a, you know, with a critical, I don't want to say critical, but
skeptical.
I think you just
have to.
I think what, because I'm such a believer,
mm-hmm.
that when people try to pass off a hoax, I'm offended.
Yeah.
Because I do believe that it's real, or at least, you know, give me the chance to believe that it's a possibility, because I like to hold on to the romance that the world is still so huge and
there's still mysteries.
And there are still mysteries and wonderment, like I said.
Sure.
And intrigue, and why not?
Yeah, it's...
Let a girl have some fun.
You know, with this stuff, I'm not, you know... And we've talked about, we alluded to this at the beginning. There's a lot of shows that try to sensationalize it. And I always say, hey, look, it is still a show. And especially when they're trying to come up with an hour's worth of material every week. You know, I don't know how long the seasons go, you know, 10 episodes, 12 episodes. It's hard, and excuse the expression, it's hard to scare up all this. Sorry about that. I think I even have that sound effect. No. It's really difficult to have people mail this stuff in or email it in and you know, securing, you know, because some people are unreasonable too, because they have something like this. It's like, I want $1 million. And it's like, obviously that show is not produced for $1 million. You know, they're not waiting to give $1 million to somebody. But it seems like some of these clips end up on other shows as well. But when they get one good clip a show or two good clips a show, I'm very, very happy, because... you know, who else is offering that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
there are some shows that are very good at curating that, and then there are some shows, like you said, that are very sensational, and it kind of, to me, I guess, with the Sasquatch stuff, and then a lot of the time with the spiritual with the otherworldly stuff, it's a little offensive because I don't think it's very nice to harass.
Yeah, I mean, if there is
gone people who have gone on or not gone on.
Right. I mean, if there is a spirit there, and they're trying to sensationalize it, and they're, you know, and basically antagonizing, you know, this thing.
It's just not very respectful.
No, it's not. And so, you know, there's shows that we like over some of those shows. And we're going to talk about them in later weeks because we're going to review some of them. And we're going to do a lot of different things. But
in general, you know, check out Paranormal Caught on Camera. If any of this is of any interest to you, I think it's...
It's on... is it on? I know it's on Discovery Plus, and that's where we've watched a lot of it, but... I think it's travel.
I believe it's a travel channel.
Yeah. And I find that very funny because all this stuff used to be on the Sci-Fi channel and now it's on the travel channel because, you know, yeah, hey, if you want to go to Europe and you want to learn something about it, turn on the travel channel and you can learn about the haunted castles and
the Loch Ness Monster.
Exactly. Yeah, because that's what travel's all about. Yeah.
There are plenty of people out there who actually do travel to see haunted places.
Could I just go on a side bender here?
Yes, do.
Okay. Bravo used to be a channel, and I know you love Bravo, and I loved
Bravo before today's iteration of Bravo. I loved the ballet.
Yes,
I love the symphony. I love opera. I loved the arts.
Bravo was the arts.
I want to open a very old leather-bound storybook and tell you once upon a time,
right.
The Bravo channel hosted...
And now it's about Captain Jack and his romantic escapades in the Caribbean, on a boat in the Caribbean.
Tortola.
Or
hey, I love it. I don't care.
Yeah,
I like, but you know,
music television. What happened to that? It was all these music videos, and then that kind
of
went down.
I think that people got bored of that. I don't know.
I loved it.
Then they started on because MTV got into the real world, and then that opened up this whole. Yeah,
they discovered ratings. It's like, oh wow, we could do this crap. Excuse me. Now, okay. Now we could do this show, and we can get 3 million people watching it versus the 1.5 million.
You get to swear, and I don't get to swear.
You can get
crap.
Did I? Yeah, that's high up there on the. I'll give you some 4-letter words. No, okay. So anyway.
Check it out, Paranormal Caught on Camera, Discovery Plus, or the Travel Channel.
I think it's on the Travel Channel. And we watch it on Discovery Plus, and I think it's a really good show. And I think we should have.
You have to kiss a couple toads, but there are a couple.
There's toad kissing on that show.
I'm trying to analogize.
I know what you mean. yeah, we should try to have the producer of that show or one of the producers of the show.
I would really love to know how many toads they have to kiss.
I'm sure a lot, but you know,
I have a lot of questions for him.
Yeah, but there's some crud that's on there too.
Oh, that's better. Yes, I approve.
Crap and crud.
Crud.
Okay, crud is better on the scale there. Anyway, we're going to be doing these every week.
He or she would be very interesting to talk to. I have a lot of questions. I want very much to know the brain, the person who's behind the naming, very, very cheeky names for each video, I have to say.
Right.
If you're not entertained by any of the rest of it, you'll be entertained by that.
So, like the one at the bar, they're going to be like drinking spirits. You know, that'll be the name. That's what the names of these segments are actually very clever.
There's a haunted restaurant, and the cameras are all set up in the kitchen. And the title of that particular segment is Boo Chef. Oh,
it's hilarious.
I could go on, but I'll spare you, good people.
Well, whoever is doing those is pretty fun. Mm-hmm. So anyway, Okay, so I think we're going to wrap it up. So Paranormal Caught on Camera, we really like.
And I hope that you will like our new podcast,
Back to Paranormal. So there you go. Anyway, we'll see you all next time, and have a great day.
Good night.